Good morning and welcome to day number 63 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. Today we are almost done with Judges. We're going to be reading Judges chapter 17 through 19, Psalm number 63, and Proverb number 1. As always, I'll be reading from the Webb English Bible. That's the Webb Bible translation, but you are welcome to read from any translation that you have on hand. If you're in need of the Bible in your reading plan, please click the link that's in the show notes and you can access it, download it, print it, whatever you would like to do with that file. We're halfway through the week. It's hump day, so I hope that you continue with lots of momentum through the rest of the week and that you are preparing yourselves for a good Easter weekend. Well, friends, without further ado, let us jump into God's Word together. Judges chapter 17. There was a man of the hill country of Ephraim whose name was Micah. He said to his mother, "The 1,100 pieces of silver that were taken from you, about which you uttered a curse and also spoke it in my ears, behold, the silver is with me. I took it." His mother said, "May Yahweh bless my son." He restored the 1,100 pieces of silver to his mother. Then his mother said, "I will certainly dedicate the silver to Yahweh from my hand for my son, to make a carved image and a molten image. Now therefore, I will restore it to you." When he restored the money to his mother took 200 pieces of silver and gave them to a silversmith, who made a carved image and a molten image out of it. It was in the house of Micah. The man Micah had a house of gods, and he made an ephod and teraphim, and consecrated one of his sons who became a priest. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did that which was right in his own eyes. There was a young man out of Bethlehem, Judah, of the family of Judah, who was a Levite, and he lived there. The man departed out of the city, out of Bethlehem of Judah, to live where he could find a place, and he came to the hill country of Ephraim, to the house of Micah, as he traveled. Micah said to him, "Where did you come from?" He said to him, "I am a Levite of Bethlehem of Judah, and I am looking for a place to live." Micah said to him, "Dwell with me, and be to me a father and a priest, and I will give you 10 pieces of silver per year, a suit of clothing, and your food." So the Levite went in. The Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man was to him as one of his sons. Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest, and was in the house of Micah. Then Micah said, "Now I know that Yahweh will do good to me, since I have a Levite as my priest." Judges chapter 18. In those days there was no king in Israel. In those days the tribe of the Danites sought an inheritance to dwell in, for to that day their inheritance had not fallen to them among the tribes of Israel. The children of Dan sent 5 men of their family from their whole number, men of valor, from Zorah and from Eshtaol, to spy out the land and to search it. They said to them, "Go, explore the land." They came to the hill country of Ephraim, to the house of Micah, and lodged there. When they were by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man, the Levite. So they went over there and said to him, "Who brought you here? What do you do in this place? What do you have here?" He said to them, "Thus and thus has Micah dealt with me, and he has hired me, and I have become his priest." They said to him, "Please ask counsel of God, that we may know whether our way which we go shall be prosperous." The priest said to them, "Go in peace. Your way in which you go is before Yahweh." Then the 5 men departed and came to Laish and saw the people who were there, how they lived in safety, in the way of the Sidonians, quiet and secure. For there was no one in the land possessing authority that might put them to shame in anything. And they were far from the Sidonians and had no dealings with anyone else. They came to their brothers at Zorah and Eshtaol, and their brothers asked them, "What do you say?" They said, "Arise and go, let's go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. Do you stand still? Don't be slothful to go and to enter in to possess the land. When you go, you will come to an unsuspecting people, and the land is large, for God has given it into your hand, a place where there is no lack of anything that is in the earth." The family of the Danites set out from Zorah and Eshtaol with 600 men armed with weapons of war. They went up and encamped in Kiriath Jearim in Judah. Therefore they call the place Mahana Dan to this day. Behold, it is behind Kiriath Jearim. They passed from there to the hill country of Ephraim and came to the house of Micah. Then the five men who went up to spy the country of Laish answered and said to their brothers, "Do you know that there is in these houses an ephod and teraphim, and a carved image and molded image? Now therefore consider what you have to do." They went over there and came to the house of the young Levite man, even to the house of Micah, and asked him how he was doing. The 600 men armed with their weapons of war who were with the children of Dan stood by the entrance of the gate. The five men who went to spy out the land went up and came in there and took the engraved image, the ephod, the teraphim, and the molten image. And the priest stood by the entrance of the gate with the 600 men armed with weapons of war. When these went into Micah's house and took the engraved image, the ephod, the teraphim, and the molten image, the priest said to them, "What are you doing?" They said to him, "Hold your peace, put your hand on your mouth, and go with us. Be a father and a priest to us. It is better for you to be a priest to the house of one man, or to be priest to a tribe and a family in Israel." The priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod, the teraphim, and the engraved image, and went with the people. So they turned and departed, and put the little ones, the livestock, and the goods before them. When they were a good way from the house of Micah, the men who were in the house near Micah gathered together and overtook the children of Dan. As they called to the children of Dan, they turned their faces and said to Micah, "What ails you that you come with such a company?" He said, "You have taken away my gods, which I made, and the priest, and have gone away. What more do I have? How can you ask me what ails you?" The children of Dan said to him, "Don't let your voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows fall on you, and you lose your life with the lives of your household." The children of Dan went their way, and when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back to his house. They took that which Micah had made, and the priest whom he had, and came to Laish, to a people quiet and unsuspecting, and struck them with the edge of the sword. Then they burned the city with fire. There was no deliverer, because it was far from Sidon, and they had no dealings with anyone else. And it was in the valley that lies by Beth Rehob. They built the city and lived in it. They called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan, their father, who was born to Israel. However, the name of the city used to be Laish. The children of Dan set up for themselves the engraved image, and Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, and his sons were priests to the tribe of the Danites until the day of the captivity of the land. So they set up for themselves Micah's engraved image, which he made, and it remained all the time God's house was in Shiloh. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this day. We pray that you would send forth your Spirit to open our hearts and our minds so that we might gain understanding from your word today. Show us, Lord, the areas in our lives that we are keeping close to ourselves and not yielding to you, those places that cause us to chase after idols and do the things that we know we ought not to. Be with us, strengthen us, comfort us, and lead us in the way that we should go. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, here in the book of Judges, chapter 17 and 18, we see the story of Micah and this Levite. Now, we see the scene opening up with Micah's mother saying she was missing some money, and oh, wow, awesome. Her son, Micah, had the money all along, and she's happy to receive it back as if this guy is not a thief already. And what does she do? She says, "I'm going to dedicate this to Yahweh, and I'm going to do something awesome. I'm going to make an idol and a molten image to glorify God." Well, if you've been with us for more than just a day or so, you know that God is not okay with idols. In fact, it is this idolatrous tendency of the people that keeps leading them off into bad situations. And God from the very beginning said, "You should have no other God except for me." So here they are making an idol and an ephod and a teraphim so that they can dedicate it to God's glory, to God's service. Now, if you remember what an ephod is what the priest is to wear when they are coming before the Lord to do the Lord's service. Now, Micah and his family were not of the proper descendants of these priests, the Levites, more specifically, the descendants of Aaron. And so he makes an ephod, kind of like our friend Gideon, and we saw how that went. It didn't turn out very good for Gideon and his son Abimelech. It was a disaster. God has commanded that things be done in a certain way because God's presence is dwelling with them. So making an idol and giving an ephod to someone who is not a priest, these are all very bad things. And what's going to happen is they are going to put themselves outside of God's protection, and bad things are going to happen. And in this society, it is very transactional. We've been talking about this theme of transaction versus gift. It becomes very evident that after the actual Levite happens upon the town, and Micah's like, oh, wow, a real priest. Let me hire you. This is a transaction. And you could be a priest to my people. Later on, when the Danites come through, the priest is offered a better deal, and the priest leaves the situation with Micah and goes and follows them. Another transaction, just looking for the greener pastures and the bigger payouts, and this is where the priest ultimately goes, is with the Danites. What's really terrible is the priests should know that they are not to have any service with idols, and here they are, taking the idols and bringing it into their living quarters, their town, where their tribe is settling, and offering worship to Yahweh with these idols. This is not what the Levites and the priests were supposed to be doing. There was very explicit instructions on how they were to service worship for Yahweh. If you want to take a look at that, you can go to the guide that was offered to these Levitical priests in the book of Leviticus, and you'll see that nowhere in there is there anything about idols. Finally, I want to acknowledge the phrase that we had read twice so far, is that there was no king in Israel, and the people did what they thought was right in their own eyes. And this is what happens when you trust your eyes and not trust what God has told you is good and true. It's the same thing that, you know, in the Garden of Eden, Eve saw with her eyes that the fruit looked good. And look where that got her. Look where that got us as humanity. This is what brought us into sin in the first place. No, we are to trust God and follow God's commandments. That is how we are to be ordering our lives, and that we are to lean into God in this relationship and build our practices of worship and prayer and study of God's word and serving and witness so that we can be more and more like Jesus and have these barriers against the world that seeks to derail us through these idols and other things that seem to look good but actually are not. So friends, continue to seek God in God's word so that you might have a proper understanding of where God is calling you, and not to get derailed by the philosophies of the culture and the society that we are living in, but rather to seek to follow God more fully. Friends, I hope that you have a great rest of your day, and I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow on Thursday. Until then, have a very blessed and awesome day.